Chapter 14. When Jesse came back to the station, Molly was at the front desk talking on the phone. She made a circle with her thumb and forefinger, holding the other three fingers straight. "Does that translate into, I've ID'd the three boys?" Jesse said. Molly nodded. "When you get a break on the desk," Jesse said, "come see me." Then he went into the office and closed the door and called Marcy Campbell. "You free tonight?" he said. "Yes." "Can you come over to my place?" "I'd be foolish not to," Marcy said. "We can order in," Jesse said. "Chinese?" Marcy said. "You know how erotic I get when I eat Chinese." "Or when you don't," Jesse said. Molly knocked and came into the office and lingered politely by the door until Jesse hung up. Then she sat in the chair across from him, adjusted her handgun so it didn't dig into her lower back, and looked down at her notebook. "Bo Marino, Kevin Feeney, Troy Blake," she said. "The three boys you saw hassle Candace?" "Yes." "Got anything more?" "Not yet." "You got a plan?" Jesse said. "I'm going to haunt them," Molly said. "You do have to work here sometimes," Jesse said. "My time," Molly said. "Company time too," Jesse said. "When we can spare you. It is company business." "It's woman's business too," Molly said. "I understand that." "I'm not sure you do," Molly said. "I'm not sure any man does." "I don't like rape much either," Jesse said. "No, I'm sure you don't, but you haven't lived with it since before you even knew what it was." "Because it's the worst thing that can happen?" "No," Molly said. "There are several things worse. It's one reason women submit to it. It's better than the alternative." "Like death," Jesse said. "Or torture, or both, but rape is the thing your mother was scared of. It's a possibility that you have not only known but felt since little boys picked up your dress." "You knew we did that?" Jesse said. "Any woman has always known she is the object of sexual interest from almost any man, and that almost any man, if he chooses, can force himself sexually upon her." "You ever been raped?" Jesse said. "No, but almost any woman has had more sexual attention from some man than she wanted. We all know about duress." "Not all of us are duressful," Jesse said. "No, but you know what they say. You have to judge what the enemy can do, not what he might do." "Are we all the enemy?" "Oh, God, no," Molly said. "I love you, Jesse, and my husband." She paused. "He's my best friend, my lover, my..." She shook her head. "But there are things women know that men may never know. Which is why you're all over this rape case like ugly on a toad." "Yes. Men may know things women don't," Jesse said. "I'm sure that is so, but rape is one of the things we know," Molly said. Jesse nodded. "Control might become sort of an issue for some women," Jesse said. "If they are with a controlling man," Molly said. "You do a lot of thinking," Jesse said, "for an Irish Catholic cop." "An Irish Catholic married female mother of three kids small town cop," Molly said. "Exactly," Jesse said. "So," Molly said, "I am going to haunt them." "Just do everything right," Jesse said, "so if they did do it, we don't lose them." "I know. And don't forget, these may be high school kids, but they are bigger and stronger than you are." "It's a thing women never, ever forget," Molly said. "Duh," Jesse said. "I guess that's pretty much what you've been telling me." "Pretty much," Molly said, and smiled at him. "Don't get nervous, though. I won't keep telling you."